proceeding on assumption and rumor and speculation, like say we are somewhat the black sheep of the area, and apparently there was some sort of hostility or just witch hunt craze that we wound up being in the crosshairs of. You know, the best theory that I've been able to nail down on it is the sheriff's department would go around questioning people, and they already had us in mind because I remember a few years prior to that, in the early to mid-80s, there was some hysteria in other parts of the country over crimes that were being attributed to satanic cults and such. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of the buzzword of the era, you know, kind of like in the mid-90s, it was, you know, those evil anti-government militias, and nowadays, you know, of course, terrorists and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, every era seems to have its big kick that the law enforcement and the media particularly likes to portray. So with that in mind, they were kind of operating on this assumption, and they'd go around questioning people. And, you know, this is a small community where everybody knows and talks to everybody. So the cops are showing up at somebody's door one day asking them questions about Kelly and I. And, of course, these people afterwards, they're, you know, immediately on the phone to their friends. Hey, guess what? The cops were just over asking me about Rob and Kelly and satanic cults and sacrifices. So they talk to their buddy, hey, you know what I heard about Rob and Kelly? And, you know, it immediately magnified down the grapevine. Consequently, the cops are still out making their interrogations, and they go talk to somebody three links down the grapevine, and they, you know, inquire about it. And, of course, that person says, oh, yeah, I heard this shit about him, right? You know, it was a self-fulfilling farce.